Maseches Nida, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah is a continuation of the discussion in the previous Mishnah about which colors are considered prohibited. The previous Mishnah listed five colors, and this Mishnah will elaborate with some specificity about what those colors are. Ezehu Adom, the Mishnah begins, what is the definition of red, which was one of the five colors listed in the previous Mishnah? It's Kedam Hamaka. It's the blood that comes out of a wound when it first begins to bleed, a bright red hue. That color is considered prohibited. Shachor, what is the definition of black? Kacheres, it's the black dye that is used by shoemakers, which was well known in the time of the Mishnah, and that black is considered prohibited. Amok mikain, and darker than that black is also considered tamei, the Mishnah says, but dehe mikain, lighter than that, is considered tahor, is considered permissible. The previous Mishnah also listed a color called chikeren karkom, the corner of a crocus plant. So what is that referring to? It's kabarur shebo, that there is a part of the crocus plant which is the brightest part, the reddish brightest part of the crocus plant, that is considered the color which is chikeren karkom. That's the third color that was listed in the previous Mishnah. Chumeimei Adama, the Mishnah continues, the water that is above the earth, water that is pulled up on the earth, that is defined by the Mishnah as being Mibikas Beis Kerem, a certain place in the valley of Beis Kerem, which is a well-known geographical location in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Mishnah, that place would pool up water above the earth, and that water had a certain tinge to it, umeitzif mayim, and it would be covered with water. And the brownish red water that was above that earth, that's the color that is considered prohibited, the fourth prohibited color in the Mishnah. Now the fifth, the Mishnah says vichamazug, what is considered the definition of diluted wine, which is also a color that was prohibited, a reddish purple color. So that is shnei chalakim mayim, two parts water, ve'echad yayin, and one part wine, min hayayin asharoni, from a specific kind of wine that came from Sharon. That specific kind of wine, which was purplish in color, when it was diluted with two parts water, one part wine, that is the color that the Mishnah is referring to, the previous Mishnah was referring to when it said that color is a prohibited color. Those are the five colors that are considered prohibited because they're presumed to be blood. Any other color is not considered, not presumed to be blood. We're going to move now to the third parak, Mishnah Aleph. This parak is discussing the halachos of a woman who gives birth, and what if she miscarries. So the halacha in general is if a woman gives birth to a boy, then she is tamea for a period of time of 7 days, and then tahora for a period of time, which is 33 days. Any blood that she sees is considered dam tohar, blood of purity. And then following that 40-day period, then she brings two korbanos, and then has the status of a regular any other woman. And if she gives birth to a girl, a woman who gives birth to a girl is tamea for twice the period of time, and then tahora for twice the period of time. So it's 14 days of tumah plus 66 days of dam tohar. So our Mishnah deals with what happens if she miscarries. What happens, does she have a status of a yoledes or not? And this Mishnah says, hamapeles chaticha, if she gives birth to a piece of flesh. So a piece of flesh is not considered childbirth. So she is for sure not considered a yoledes, but imiyesh ima adam. But if there is blood accompanying that piece of flesh that came out of her, then tamea, then she's considered anida just because of the blood that came out. Ve'imlav, and if there isn't any blood accompanying the piece of flesh that came out of her body, then tahora, then she's considered still tahora, still pure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Ben kach u ben kach tamea. It doesn't matter whether there is blood accompanying the piece of flesh that came out or there is no blood accompanying, regardless, she is tamea. This is because Rabbi Yehuda holds, E'ef shar l'psichas harechem below dam. It's not possible that the womb would open up or the cervix would open up and that something would come out of the uterus, come out of the womb into the vaginal canal, and that there wouldn't be some blood that came out as well. So whether we see blood or not is irrelevant. We have to presume that there was blood, and therefore she has the status of Tamea, no matter what.